I'm so dead.
Dr. Grace Samuels stared at the chessboard. There was no hope. None. Not a single move left open to her. Except for one. She sighed, shook her head at the patience on her opponent's face.
I concede.
Want to know where you went wrong? He asked as he cleared the board. He set the pieces up again. Those big hands of his could bandage a wounded soldier, field strip a 9mm, and box her into checkmate with equal skill.
I sat down in this chair,
she answered with a straight face. The mess hall was busy with soldiers, American and Afghan alike, either beginning their day or ending their night.
No, he said. You played the board.
Grace thought about it for a second, but it still didn't make any sense. Then again, it was 0600 and she'd only been up for 20 minutes.
Huh?
Special Forces Weapons Sergeant Jacob Sharp Foster looked at her earnestly. You played the board, he repeated. You should have been playing the man. He winked and she had to fight not to roll her eyes. When she first met him, she'd thought his flirting was for real and had been worried she'd have to shut him down. She didn't want to because he was hilarious, but the impropriety couldn't be ignored. Then she discovered when he wasn't on the job, he had a wicked sense of humor and everyone was a target.
Then I suppose I'll have to study you.
She leaned forward and made a show of giving him a thorough once-over. He grinned and spread his hands wide.
By all means, study me.
Sharp was a big man, about 6'2", and she'd guess he weighed about 200 pounds. He flexed his biceps and waggled his eyebrows in response to her joke. Though he had brown hair, with a mustache and beard to match, he had the lightest blue eyes she'd ever seen, like looking into glacial ice. Right now, those eyes were challenging her. She just wasn't sure if it was regarding the game or something she didn't want to talk about at all. Unfortunately, Sharp wasn't going to leave it alone. The chess game should have warned her. They usually played poker. She watched him reset the chessboard while, for the first time in a week, letting her mind go back to the moment she realized she was in trouble. On her way to her quarters late at night. They'd arrived at Forward Operating Base Bostic the week before, and she'd been introduced to the base commander, Colonel Marshall. He'd barely spoken to her. So why was he waiting for her outside her quarters with clenched fists and a face so blank she knew he was in the grip of a powerful emotion? The colonel wasn't known for any kind of emotion. She stopped several feet away.
What are you doing here at this hour, sir?
One corner of his upper lip lifted in a sneer and he snarled,
I wanted a private conversation.
His words triggered every internal red flag she had.
I don't understand.
Marshall's response was two words, one name.
Joseph Cranston.
A name she wished she could forget.
You knew him?
Scorn turned his words into weapons.
He was my son.
Oh, God.
Grace took an involuntary step backward. Now that she knew, she could see the sun in his father's face, the same eyes and jawline as the young man whose features she couldn't forget.